On a pink cloud.
So I asked her last night at her graduation prom, and she said yes. We're going to be married in August.
Wow, married? But she's just finishing high school, and you still have 2 years at the university. That's a tough road, Larry. What are you going to use for money?
Well, Sue's folks were going to pay something to put her in junior college here in town for 2 years, so we'll have that. But instead of going to college, she'll get a full-time job in campus town. Say she doesn't care anymore about education. So with that, and my part-time job, we'll get by.
Well, you praise him. Then you thank him till you reach the by and by. And I've 100s at the track, but I'm not betting on the afterlife. Then you kiss his lips, he forgives you for it. He forgives you for all you've done, but not me, I'm still angry. What have I done? Why am I always messing with? The big guns. First I'll build a sword, get some words to explain. It's a plan, brother, at least. And I'll pretend that everybody here wants peace. Have mercy.
They want me to finish 2 more years of schooling before I even get engaged. Oh, Larry.
Oh, buck up, sweetheart. They can't stop me. Relax. And act normal till after your graduation next week. Then I can borrow Phil's car. Down to Greenville. There's a justice of the peace down there. We'll elope, honey.
But, Larry, I wanted a church wedding.
Thank you. secular and inconsolable. I heard that he walked the earth. God goes.
Somewhere that a marriage without parents' approval has two strikes on it from the start. But if eloping's the only way...
No, maybe it isn't. Maybe you could convince your folks that you should get married.
But how, Larry? How?
I'll bet we could get some advice from the marriage counselor over at the church. His name is Hall. Phil told me about him. He teaches a course in marriage and family living at the college.
Do you think he could help me with my folks?
Well, it's worth a try, isn't it?
My folks don't understand the way I feel. So that's the story, Mr. Hall. Do you think you can help us get married?
Why, I'm in favor of marriage. In fact, I spend a good deal of my time helping people to get ready for marriage. Now, let's see. You've known each other for...
3 months, 1 week, 2 days, and 17 hours.
Oh, yeah, when I needed you to stay, drove your car the other way. And oh, me, don't you worry about me. Got a pocket full of wisdom up my sleeve, and the night is young. Baby's no good to me. I try to be happy. Baby's in trouble tonight. I know where to draw the line. Baby, I got nothing to say.
And you're 18, Sue? And 19, Larry? Have either of you ever been in love before?
Well, but not like this. This is the real thing.
Yes.
I had a chum in college who had the real thing with 8 successive girls.
Oh.
Well, it's all right if you have it, fine. It's a very important factor in building a happy marriage. But tell me, how do you know it's real love? The kind you can get married on. Ask yourself some questions before you get too serious about marriage.
Well, what do you mean?
What sort of questions?
Well, questions for Cupid. You might say he should ask them before he fires those arrows. We call this Cupid's checklist. First, do you have similar backgrounds, similar bases for your ideals and standards? Second, are you real friends? Comrades, pals, through thick and thin.
me coming down the hall. If I could just hear your pretty voice, I don't think I need to see it at all. Don't think I need to see it at all. Soft hair and a velvet tongue, I wanna give you what you give to me. And every breath that is in your lungs is a tiny little gift to me. It's a tiny little gift to me.
If you two are going to build a successful family team that will last for 40 or 50 years, how long do you think it should take to get ready for it? Began to examine their readiness for marriage.
Do we have similar backgrounds? Do we agree on our religious beliefs? And have the same feelings about religion in general? Do we have the same ideals and standards and tastes? Do we enjoy the same friends? Do we share the same interests?
And what about Sue and me? Are we real friends? Do we have a real happiness in being together? Talking? Or just doing nothing together? Does each of us really want to make the other one happy?
Sunshine, been keeping me up for days. There is no night time, it's only a passing phase, and I feel pretty.
high somehow. Is it destruction that you require to
we called on Mr. Hall, we realized how much he had been helping us. He had been talking for some time with our parents, and there seemed to be general agreement that Sue and I now had a much better idea of just how much psychological distance still separated us.
Still. tried. Being in just wasn't that much fun. Can't help it, then just leave it alone. Leave me alone. Yeah, just forget it. It's really easy, I'll just forget it too. Coast to coast, coast to coast, coast to coast. I'll do what I can so you can be what you do.
Make arrangements for you to begin school at State U this fall with Larry instead of at the junior college.
If we want to.
Then, if you two get along, in school that is, if you continue to reduce the psychological distance, then perhaps at Christmas vacation or at Easter vacation, we'll be glad to announce the engagement.
Oh, Larry! And then we can be married when Larry graduates in 2 years. I mean, 1 year and 10 months and 3 days.
Yes, if the engagement period gives you two the opportunity to work things out together. If you both still want it.
I guess you might say, we're engaged to be engaged. And Mr. Hall, I...
I think you've made a good start towards getting ready for marriage.